Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Friday, April 14th. It's Easter weekend, and Dan and I are here doing our job so that you are entertained. Are you entertained?
Are you entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, so like I said, it's Friday. It's been a couple weeks since our last episode, and before we go any further, I need to apologize because it didn't sound like it while we were doing it, but when I listened back to the podcast,
didn't it sound like
we were talking into soup cans?
Again, I think we have to go. No, we were in the basement, weren't we?
We were. I must have. It was the traveling. Traveling soundboard, so I must have accidentally...
We got to get the producers on that a little bit.
You're fired. I think I had a button pushed that shouldn't have been pushed, but it didn't sound like that while we were recording, did it?
I didn't think so.
No. But there you go. Behind the scenes, a retrospective of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. So we got a lot on board for this week because we're getting close to the NFL draft.
Did you do that on purpose? I just noticed what I'm drinking my Jack and Coke out of.
your Aaron Rodgers cup? You grabbed the cup. You grabbed it out of the cupboard.
I didn't even recognize. Wow.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, that's coming up in the news and notes because, actually, we should talk about it now that way because I don't actually have it written down.
Oh, you don't?
Because it was something I heard today on my way home from work. Had a half day today. But on the radio, they actually have Colin Cowherd's show on. So I was listening to that, and my favorite sidekick of all sports talk show, Christine Leahy, was doing her news.
Okay.
And she was talking about Aaron Rodgers' breakup with Olivia Munn.
And that she's a control freak and...
That she's a control freak and that he basically dumped his trainer to work out with some trainer of Joe Jonas's or something. Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas, they're the same.
No.
Aren't they twins?
No, isn't Nick the diabetic or whatever? And he's
is that why he went gluten or he went dairy free?
He's all jacked up.
So is Nick the guy that's in DNCE or is that Joe?
I have no idea. Nick's gotta
be the guy. Cake by the Ocean? That song?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Either way, so it's that. He was getting facials.
Can you sing Cake by the Ocean? Maybe we better not because I don't want to.
Oh, that's right. We get in trouble for that.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
The people out there know what we're talking. I'm talking about.
Okay.
Cake by the Ocean. I'll play it for you in the car on the way to dinner.
Okay.
So between Nick Jonas's trainer and apparently he's always at some restaurant at all the sports celebrities hang out at.
I just read that too. Yeah.
He's always getting facials. You know.
So this is where I get to use my wife's new word for the day.
Doucher?
Doucher.
So instead of calling him a douchebag, you're just going to call him a doucher now?
Yeah, he's a doucher.
So anyway, Christine Leahy, who I do, huge crush.
Huge crush. Now, so this is Cowherd's new woman,
this is like she's basically, you know how Howard Stern always had Artie,
right?
She's like a gorgeous Artie.
Yeah, but didn't Cowherd have what's the chick's name that
Christine Leahy?
No, when he was in ESPN.
Oh, he had Michelle Beadle. When he was on,
this is the new Michelle Beadle, or
but this is no Michelle Beadle. Oh. This is because I always liked Michelle Beadle too.
I know, and I didn't have a very good crush on her.
You know?
No.
Anyway, so Christine Leahy was not happy with the fact that everybody's blaming Olivia Munn because they're saying that this is why he had such a bad year last year, even though he was like the leading quarterback in the NFL.
I just think he sucked last year. I mean,
but she was saying that you can't blame Olivia Munn, it's Aaron Rodgers' fault. Like, people women don't make men into bad people. People are already making, or women don't make men make bad decisions. Men make those bad decisions without the women. They wouldn't make those bad decisions with somebody else's help. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually kind of agree with her.
It sounded better coming from
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because it made more sense. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay.
No, I think I agree. Cause...
So with that in mind, he should be your MVP this year. Even though he should have been last year.
That's going to be a definite rainbow bet.
So, okay, there we go. That's out of the news. But like I said, we got a lot to talk about today. We got Fantasy Draft 25 for all the CFFL members.
Right.
That means it's Vegas. We're heading out there on Tuesday, August 15th.
Yep.
We're heading out from Milwaukee to Vegas, driving out, you and me.
Early in the morning, right? We're leaving.
Well, no, we're leaving noon, aren't we?
Well, it's right noon, yeah.
We're going to try and do this in just one overnight stay.
Yeah,
right?
One overnight stay is what we're hoping.
That's the hope.
Well, we kind of have to make it happen because don't we have a room at Hooters?
Hooters for Wednesday night, yeah. And because we always go to Hooters for Monday Night Football, we're going to do the draft at the Hooters Hotel and Casino. So that's where we're staying. Anybody wants to come out there?
Stay at Hooters.
Hooters. Weekend draft is August 19th.
Our room number might be, we'll have a fake name.
it's going to be.
Because we're so big.
Don't look for our room number.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go under aliases.
Yeah, that's where I was looking for, alias. Yeah,
I'm thinking mine will be, should I go with my my transvestite name?
I never heard that. What?
Shalita Buffet?
Yes, let's do that.
And that'll be my name. So you want to come and find us, ask for the room for Shalita Buffet. And you can be, I need a handbag.
Yeah, sure.
That's that. So we have that coming up. As we mentioned before, Dan and I are driving out, and we're seeing if anybody wants to drive back with us or drive out with us. Well, those seats are taken.
Yep. No room for anybody
no
else.
No room in the car on the way back. We got those two seats are sold. Brian and Pimento Cheese Guy.
Pimento Cheese Guy.
They're driving back with us.
Is he bringing pimento cheese with him?
I hope so.
Okay.
So they're staying at Hooters. They're showing up on Thursday, so we'll probably have to pick them up at the airport on Thursday. And then they're driving back with us Sunday. We have some NFL draft information. Thursday, April 27th is the NFL draft happening in Philadelphia. As always.
Once again, we're at Hooters.
We're at Hooters for the first round. And as always, we always do gambling. Now, I got more people entering the gambling games that we're doing.
And we're going to have a lot more mock drafts?
Yes, that would be the mock draft game. Okay. All you have to do. Anybody listening out there want to get involved in this, yep. Feel free, simply email, send your mock draft to cffpodcast@hotmail.com. And it'll also be a $5 fee for that.
We'll come and hunt you down, too.
And we'll figure that out as it,
right.
Depending on who gets in. But all you need to do, 32 picks in the first round.
Right.
Name the right team making the pick for each pick, and then you'll get a point if that's right, and you'll get a point if the player that they take is correct.
Right. And show a little balls out there, too, and put a couple trades in your mock draft.
Yeah, so I don't have to get a lot right to win.
Yeah.
Well. So there's that. So you have a possibility. So that's 1 point for each. 1 point for having the right team, and another point if you have the right player.
Right.
So there's a possibility of 64 points. Highest point total takes the pool.
Which is usually, what, 36 points?
If you're lucky. So we got that. And then if you are at the draft in person, we have the quarter game going on.
Right. That I'm no longer in.
You don't like that anymore?
I can't do it.
Too much work. So maybe there won't be a lot of people involved in this.
Too damn old.
That one, you bring a roll of cards with you.
It's fun. It's a good time, though, guys.
As a team is on the clock, you have to make the selection as to who they're going to draft.
Right.
If you get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, you throw a quarter into the cup. Person with the most points at the end of the first round wins the pot.
That's awesome. awesome.
And that usually ends up being, what, $7-$8?
And sometimes usually
$15,
goes,
depending on how many people are in there.
Yep.
So that's all first round of the draft night at Hooters in Brookfield. And then later on, we're going to be having the... Actually, we should do it now. I thought of something new.
Oh.
It's called Would You Rather? And this is basically going to be a poll question. For each episode, we'll have a poll question.
Okay.
Where you can go on the website, mycffl.com, mycffl.com, and at the bottom of the front page, there's going to be a pool, a little questionnaire survey thing. Click on the start button. It'll open up another window, and then you can make your selection, and then we'll let you know what the results are for the next on the next episode.
Awesome.
This week's is, who would you rather draft at running back for your fantasy team?
You, like, set me up for this. This is awesome. I like, you know where I'm going, right?
Well,
or do you want to?
There's three choices you have to pick from. Out of these three, who would you rather have? Paul Perkins, New York Giants. Average draft position of round 7, number 10. CJ Procise, Seattle Seahawks. Average draft position of round 8, fourth pick. Or Rex Burkhead of the New England Patriots. Average draft position, round 11, the third pick. Now, just so you know.
Okay.
Last year, Paul Perkins, 112 rushes for 456 yards. He played in 16 games. And then he had 15 receptions for 162 yards, zero touchdowns. Now, this year, they don't have Rashad Jennings.
Right.
So, the only other true option on that team right now would be Shane Vereen. At running back.
Wow. Okay? That's not good.
Then you have C.J. Procise. 30 rushes, 172 yards, and one touchdown. 17 receptions, 208 yards. Now, of those 172 yards, take into account that 71 of those came on one play when he ran for a touchdown against the Eagles. Both Rawls and Precise are set to compete for the starting position in Seattle, and it's got to be a split time thing, right?
You already forgot.
Oh, that's right. Eddie Lacy.
Lacy's there.
Oh, okay. So Precise isn't going to win this.
No, probably not. I wanted to argue for him, but I don't know if I have anything.
He's also coming off a shoulder injury, which hampered his production last season. And according to Pete Carroll, his durability is one of the sticking points he has with him.
Yep.
And finally, the great white hope, Rex Burkhead. 74 rushes, 344 yards, two touchdowns, and 17 receptions, 145 yards. He filled in nicely for the Bengals last season when Jeremy Hill got injured. In fact, he ran for 119 yards on 27 carries in the Bengals' final game of the season against the number one defense at the time, Baltimore Ravens.
That meant nothing.
He also scored two touchdowns in that game. Yeah. Signed with the Patriots in the offseason, as they believe he can be a good change of pace and receiving threat out of the backfield. Patriots are also hoping for him to be an effective early down runner. Who do you want?
It's pretty easy for me. I'm definitely going Paul Perkins.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to vote Rex Burkhead.
Really?
Yeah. I was thinking it might be Precise, but I completely forgot about my Eddie being there. Rex Burkhead. If I can get Rex Burkhead in the 11th round, I don't think I will. If I have an 11th round pick.
How I know I don't. But what's your love affair with Rex Burkhead?
If he was still in Cincinnati, there wouldn't be a love affair. I just think there's just something that happens when they go to... Speaking of New England.
Okay.
Did you hear the news today?
Oh, Aaron Hernandez?
The murderer...
Got off.
On the double murder that somebody accused him of, but he's still going to serve a life sentence for that first murder, right?
Yeah, but he's only getting off because his drug-induced or drug dealer friend...
Wouldn't testify?
Well, he testified and didn't sound like he was a very good witness.
Good witness. Oh, my God. So, anyways, back to reality.
Yeah, back to Rex Burkhead.
So, yeah, I just think that there's just something that happens when a guy goes to New England that interests me. You don't see it.
No. I mean, how many? They have Deion Lewis.
They have James White.
And
LeGarrette Blunt
has been visiting in their
other places, and he refuses to sign their offer. That's coming up in the news.
Oh, that he's holding out hope for New England?
Well, no, that he has been. They've made him an offer, and he refuses to sign it.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. No. I thought he wanted to only play in New England.
No, he wants to play, but I don't think the offer was very good.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to get him cheap. So you like that? You like that new thing?
Yeah, would I do. Rather? I do. Yeah, I.
You have to go and actually make a selection on the website.
Oh, I'm. Definitely,
I'll get there.
I'm definitely doing that.
So before we get into news and notes, always remember: you got questions, comments, concerns. CFFpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
And everything we talk about: would you rather, fantasy girl,
Doucher Aaron Rodgers.
The information for the CFFL Fantasy Draft, that's all on the website, mycffl.com. Are you ready for some news?
Well, I want to preview for next Would You Rather. Would you rather...
Oh, you want me to work on one?
No, I'm thinking we got to do one like, would you rather like be with Olivia Munn?
Oh.
Or would you rather
see,
be...
See, now you're turning this into a dirty old man thing.
No.
It's kind of... I was hoping to keep this a sports-related thing. You know, it's bad enough we have 5 good minutes at the end of the show where we do nothing
where
but
we do
talk
nothing
about
trash.
Dirty old men.
Okay.
All right. So that's it. We got some news and notes, and you ready for that?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. Just because he's hanging out with Nick Jonas. And you said you would let Olivia Munn control you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Always remember, a great man once said, behind every gorgeous woman, there's a man that can't stand being around her. Right?
I'd like to take my chances with that.
You'll take your chances?
Yeah.
All right. We have a pretty thick package here.
Except for the fact that I'm happily married. Yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah. Well, me too.
Well, yeah.
Me too. In fact, she keeps reminding me that Easter's coming up and she needs an Easter basket. She's 50.
There's two of them.
53. She still needs my child. My 53-year-old child.
53-year-old
child. So, it's been a couple weeks, which means we have a pretty thick packet of news. In fact, while I was at work today, I had a half day.
Yeah, lucky.
And I wasn't doing anything, but I still, you know, had some time to make some more news things. But let's get going with this.
Okay.
Now, your pick for the best running back in the draft this year is?
Hold on.
The best running back available in the draft.
Who do I think? Joe Mixon is the best running back.
He's reportedly been nixed from at least 2 draft boards in the NFL.
So what?
Dolphins are saying there's 0% chance that they will select Mixon in the draft.
And I think that's BS.
I'm
willing to bet you the Dolphins would take him if they had a chance to take him.
See, now I think the next one, which is the New England Patriots, I think that's BS.
Oh, I totally agree with that one, too.
I'm not buying that statement. I mean, there was absolutely no reason why the Patriots needed to say Mixon was off their boards.
Right.
They don't have a first-round pick. They don't have a second-round pick.
You're right, yeah.
Right?
You can't believe anything.
Robert Kraft?
When it comes to the draft. I mean, anybody says something, you just take it with a grain of salt.
And then Robert Kraft goes and makes it even worse. He says, while I believe in second chances and giving players an opportunity for redemption, I also believe that playing in the NFL is a privilege, not a right. He continued, for me personally, I believe that privilege is lost for men who have a history of abusing women. So what about Randy Moss?
Well,
didn't Randy Moss beat up some meter maid in Minnesota?
Well, let's talk about the guy that they signed late in the year.
Michael Floyd.
Yeah. Now,
yeah, because I have a whole list of players.
Luckily, Michael Floyd actually passed out and couldn't drive his car.
Couldn't kill someone
but
beat somebody up.
Right. But I mean, you signed a doucher like that.
This is going to be your new...
I'm going to use this word.
Here's the list I came up with just off the top of my head. Albert Hainsworth.
They signed...
His story. Long and entangled.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Corey Dillon, girlfriend beater.
Yep.
Dante Stallworth, vehicular homicide.
Yep. Worse than beating somebody, I think.
Aaron Hernandez, murderer. Now, who the Patriots knew at the time of the draft had issues in his past while at Florida.
Oh, God, yeah.
LeGarrette Blount, pothead.
Yep.
Randy Moss, all-around troublemaker and meter maid harasser. And Michael Floyd, drunk.
And I'm willing to bet you there's some on your list you don't even, or some that you don't have on your list that you're missing.
And now, speaking of, yeah, I couldn't even think of all of them. Oh, I mean, no, there's got
to
be.
There's got to be more. I'm willing to bet
you. I mean, you got Tom Brady, cheater, right?
Let it go.
You have, you have the head coach, cheater.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that I'll agree with.
You have ball boys who let air out of balls.
The deflator.
Yeah. And then speaking of douchebags.
Okay.
Former wide receiver and lifelong douchebag, Michael Irvin.
Yes, I heard he got into a little trouble.
Being investigated for sexual assault. A Florida woman reportedly filed a police report saying Irvin assaulted her in a Fort Lauderdale hotel. She said she was at a bar with Irvin before going to his hotel room, where she felt sick and remembers fighting him off. She tells police that she thinks she was drugged and raped, slipped her a roofie.
I don't want to say anything.
In all fairness, Irvin is saying that he is blindsided by the news,
yep,
and the accusations are completely false.
Of course. And he'll probably get off.
So I have one question.
Okay.
Isn't Michael Irvin married?
When's that stopped anybody?
Okay. The Browns are...
There's a lot of people out there that are married and still cheat.
The Browns are expecting Corey Coleman to be the number one receiver for the team this year after the exit of Terrell Pryor in free agency. You like a Corey Coleman?
I think I like a Josh Gordon.
Better?
I think I do.
Okay. Now, Josh Gordon, aren't they saying that he probably isn't going to be on the team?
Oh, he is? He's not going to get reinstated?
I think that's what I heard. Well, no, he's going to be reinstated, but I think I heard him saying that he's probably not going to be in the Browns' plans.
See, I kind of have a man crush on Gordon.
I know, you always want him. In fact, I drafted Jeff Gordon 1 year.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said, too.
Even with the addition of Kenny Britt to the depth chart, head coach Hugh Jackson is saying that it's time for Corey Coleman to show that he is the team's top receiving threat.
Do we even know what quarterback they're going with? Cody Kessler? Is that what we're...
They got to draft somebody, right?
But Cody Kessler is probably their starting quarterback right now.
Yeah, because they lost Josh McCown, right? He's gone.
Yep, and RG3's...
He's done.
Done.
Oh, my God.
Johnny Manziel. No.
Yeah. Looks like everybody wants to copy the Packers when it comes to playing players at other positions other than the ones they were drafted for. Now the Cardinals will try the move with Andre Ellington moving from running back to wide receiver. With all due respect to Ellington, he has always been too small to be featured running back anyway.
Right.
And did always perform better as a receiver out of the backfield than an every down running back. Right?
Yeah, but we're like opposite. We have like Randall Cobb and Ty Montgomery going from wide receiver to running back.
Yeah.
Ellington's
going the other way around.
Going the other way.
He's going playing the other field.
Yeah, playing for the other team.
So is it getting close to the time when you need to get your keeper players named and you have a choice that involves which Baltimore running back to keep on your roster? First of all, if that's true.
If that's what you're dumb.
I'm sorry that's a choice you need to make.
Yeah.
But as a professional I am, I'm here to help you with that decision. I'm here to help you with that decision.
Okay. So what is that decision?
I got a page here wrong.
Did you staple
them
wrong?
I got a page wrong. Uh-oh.
Well, I'm going to tell you my position.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying you go Kenneth Dixon.
Oh. It has to be Terrence West, right? It's got to be a Terrence West decision?
No.
Well, because
Dixon's out for four games.
Yeah.
Do you have...
Terrence West is currently number one running back for the Ravens,
yeah,
according to John Harbaugh, considering Dixon needs to serve a four-game suspension.
But they did sign Danny Woodhead, too.
Yep. I'm going to be all screwed up here.
You got them all.
Oh, my God.
We got to restaple.
Oh, God. I got this is all effed up. Anyways, we'll figure it out.
Let's get this
real. Wow. He needs to serve a four-game drug suspension, and Danny Woodhead is, well, the whitest running back I've ever seen.
But he's a stud out of the backfield.
Another news out of Baltimore is that they love Leonard Fournette.
You think they'd actually draft? That's what they're...
It all depends, because there's too many other options. We'll get to that when we get to the NFL draft update.
Okay.
Oakland Raiders have been approved for their move to Las Vegas.
Woohoo.
How do you feel about that? You like that?
I like that. I can't wait.
Some people think Vegas is not going to be a loyal fan base, since very few people actually call Vegas home. It's more of a tourist destination rather than a place where people set up a home.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I think this may actually work out for the NFL, as it will open up the NFL to other people who are not normally able to get to their favorite team stadiums.
Yep.
Like all the Packer fans.
All the Packer fans.
Go to Vegas to see their team play. Now, the only downfall for the Raiders, every home game could be an away game. So they're playing 16 away games because there would probably be more visiting fans than home fans.
Yeah, but they're going to have a lot of fans coming from L.A. I mean, what, L.A. is
an hour and a half. 3 hours?
Oh, I was going to say an hour and a half.
Oh, is it an hour and a half? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I should look that up on Google Maps.
Google. There you go.
My man, Martavis Bryant, is about to be reinstated to the NFL. And all there's no definite timeline as when this is going to happen. Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle has said that he has heard reinstatement is imminent.
I need our listeners to remind me this before the season starts.
Oh.
As soon as we find out Josh Gordon gets reinstated,
yeah,
we're going to have a rainbow bet. If I know Gordon gets reinstated, he's going to have a much better year
than
Martin.
So?
Yes.
Once Bryant is back in the game, look for him to jump to a fourth or fifth round level value in your fantasy drafts. That's right. Tony Romo has hung up the back brace and cleats in order to take a job with CBS and replace Phil Simms as the color commentator. I laughed at the obvious question that was posed to all football fans as soon as Romo retired. Want to guess what that question was?
Yes, what?
Will Romo make the Hall of Fame?
That's embarrassing. I mean, there's not a chance in hell he'll make the Hall of Fame.
No.
You agree?
I do. But this NFL.com had one of those little... Like I have for...
Would you rather? Right.
Yeah. I can't believe it. What are your thoughts about Adrian Peterson signing with the team? When and who?
Boy, what's the latest news? I mean, I've heard so many different... He was in New England at one time.
Yeah, he went to New Orleans.
That's the latest one, isn't it?
Yeah, and he left there without a deal, although you're still talking.
Oh, okay. And then I know the Packers... I don't think the Packers have a shot at getting him.
You don't think so?
No.
If he really wants to play for a team that has a chance... They're questioning whether they think he'll even sign before training camp starts.
He probably won't. I mean,
or is he going to wait till there's an injury on some team?
Yep, or somebody's desperate.
Yeah. Perhaps Peterson would start thinking about Denver. Looks like CJ Anderson may not be ready for OTAs after undergoing knee surgery in October. He's basically been sidelined and unable to run since October, which is not good.
Right.
4 months without running is not a good sign for anybody's availability for 2017. And photos of him show he's getting very Eddie Lacy-like.
Eating the gummy bears?
Major issue. Weight.
Or the Chinese food.
Both, maybe?
Both.
Redskins are trying to shore up the losses on offense with the departure of DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon. They just signed Brian Quick. who,
wow,
I have to admit, I thought was actually out of the league.
I kind of agree with you on that.
Coach Jay Gruden said that without DeSean Jackson and Garcon, the offense will now run through Jordan Reed, a tight end.
Who can't
that
stay.
That can't be good. Can't stay healthy.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch saga continues. He told the Raiders that he plans to unretire in order to take the job with them.
Why do you think he did this? I mean, what do you think he wanted out of Seattle? Is that what, that he just took a year off and...
No, I think he probably retired. I don't think he's that smart to, you know, go a year without.
In your opinion.
In my opinion, I don't think he's that smart.
Okay, there we go.
You know, don't only doing this so I don't get fined.
Our lawyers in the background scattered when
like, oh, they're rubbing their head.
Yeah. Oh, they're like, oh.
He's also, word is, he's also talking with the Patriots. What do you think? Patriots or Oakland? Well, and then I just heard today that
the Patriots
that are, Oakland actually have him. That he's come to terms with Oakland.
Really?
Yep. Tyler Eifert is reporting that his back feels...
How can you move on from that?
Because it doesn't matter.
If he signs with the Raiders.
Yes.
Let's get it right. It's Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas Raiders. Okay. Playing in Oakland for
playing
a couple
in
years.
Oakland, yeah. Where is he on your draft board?
He's not on my draft board. He's old. He's been out of the league a year. He will do nothing or very little. He will not be a member of either the Macon Bacon, the Cape Girardeau Rush, or any other league I'm in at work this year.
I think I have a would you rather.
Okay. Would you rather have Marshawn Lynch?
Eddie Lacy.
Marshawn Lynch.
Eddie Lacy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to work on this one.
Okay. All right.
I think I got one.
Can I move on now?
Now you can
okay,
move on.
Okay, Tyler Eifert is reporting
that. I thought
that,
it was a legitimate question.
You
know,
it's very legitimate, and I told you. I got to start, no, because here's the thing. I need to start being a little more picky about the information I give out about drafts.
I know. Cause
it's coming up.
You got to get your false information out there.
I'm going to be coming up on this when we get to... You know, where players are going, because we always have that conversation about running backs and which one do I want. Now I really have to be careful because I no longer have the first pick overall. Before I could tell you this is the guy I want. Now I have to be careful because I traded away that pick.
Yeah, but you got the third pick, so you're going to get the guy.
I'm going to get one of the three guys.
So you're actually, who are your three guys?
I can't tell you that. Can't tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you my three guys.
Okay.
When it comes.
Okay. Tyler Eifert is reporting that his back feels great after his surgery. Jeez. And he expects to be ready for training camp. The question remains if he is to be cleared to take part in time for the OTAs of May and June, which they do not think he will be. Does his injury history worry you?
Yeah, I would say definitely yes.
Draft likelihood? Oh, where is he dropping tight end line? Is he behind a Cameron Brate?
Oh, I think he is, actually.
Is he behind...
give me another one.
Oh, God, I can't think of really bad ones. The white guy in Houston.
Which one? The CJ...
Either one of them. Fedorowicz?
Or Ryan Griffin. Or, yeah. Right?
Is he behind them? Or is he ahead of them?
I would take CJ.
There's another would you rather.
Yeah, there we go. See, this is catching on.
All kinds of things. All right, where do you think LeGarrette Blount is going to end up? He has no plans to sign the Patriots' current contract offer.
I say he signs only with the Patriots.
Or he's done?
Yeah.
Yeah? Not the Green Bay Packers?
No.
Okay.
Well, what do we want him?
We don't have a running back. One would be...
Well...
More than we have. Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News wrote, "Don't be surprised if Eric Decker isn't on a team's roster this season. Decker has multiple surgeries and is due $7 million each of the next 2 years. All those surgeries make it virtually impossible to make a team."
I think he's got good work ethic. I think he'll be fine.
You think he'll be fine?
Yeah.
But
she'll be fine.
He could go home to Jesse James. No.
Once again.
And finally, the Detroit Lions.
New uniforms.
New uniforms.
What'd you think?
Not a fan. They're making these things out to be like they're these.
Like the Oregon Ducks?
Completely new design, and they look just like the old one. Oh. And in fact.
I thought you were going with the.
No, I think they look stupid.
Like the Oregon Ducks?
No, Oregon Ducks are creative. So they apparently have the word Lions on their sleeve.
Okay.
And Dave Damashek, did you hear what he said?
No.
Why does the sleeve have to say the team name like nobody knows who they are? That says self-esteem issues to me.
Maybe a little.
And then, haha, Clinton Dix tweeted, uniforms don't mean shit.
That's my haha.
There's haha. That's the guy coming from Alabama with probably the second most boring uniform compared to Penn State.
Yeah, but.
And playing for Green Bay Packers who refuse to do anything different with their uniform.
But I would still say one of the most. What's the word I'm looking? Help me out here. I mean, it's
a classic.
It's a classic.
Iconic.
I mean, like,
it's iconic.
I would much rather have an Alabama Crimson Tide jersey than one of the thousands different Oregon Ducks jerseys out there.
Yeah, but you could have one of each, and you'd have something to wear every day for a month,
at least.
So that's all I have for news and notes. You have anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, so we're going to get into how I'm going to rate my players for one of the drafts this year. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. It's called...
I'm going to lie to you, people.
No.
Oh.
Every year, you know, you need to figure out how you're going to draft your players.
Right.
You know, and I've tried everything. I've tried letting the computer make my picks. That did not work. I tried doing the whole running backs are important thing, and
that didn't work.
I've done them all. This year I'm trying something completely different for one of my leagues. I haven't decided which one yet. I'm going with this thing that I found on NFL.com.
Okay.
It's called the Fantasy Points Per Target System, where you kind of... The players are all ranked.
Sounds complicated to me.
They're all ranked by the number of points they got per target during the season. Because that's what it's about. Who scores most points, right?
I just don't think... I can't see you staying on...
On this idea?
No.
It's going to be tough because
there's going to be a guy that, you know, Marshawn Lynch is going to come up and you're like, hell if I'm taking him.
Well, no, because he would be really low because he didn't have any points last year. So, I mean, and then as I was looking at this, I've already decided I'm going to need to redo the running back and receiver rankings.
Okay.
Because I can't just, yeah. But let's start with the quarterbacks.
That's why I say there's no chance in hell you're going to stay on.
Start with the quarterbacks. Top 10 quarterbacks in the fantasy points per target category.
Okay.
Now, luckily for me, if I do it for the Dynasty League, or no, not for if no for the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League, I already have the number one quarterback, Matt Ryan.
Oh.
0.65 points per target. Second highest scoring player in the fantasy football in 2016. All right? Okay. Number two, Dak Prescott.
Really?
0.63 points per target. Although 22% of his scoring came from running plays. Not good. Ask Cam Newton.
Yeah, exactly.
Number three, Aaron Rodgers. 0.62.
Your MVP.
Points per target. Exactly. Four, Tyrod Taylor. He would move down on my list. Because I wonder if he's even going to be a starting quarterback.
Oh, he will be the starting quarterback.
You think so?
They just have no weapons in Buffalo for him.
Here's another guy that won't be on my list. Number five, Colin Kaepernick, 0.61.
Really?
Yep. Doesn't even have a job yet.
And I don't think he will, do you?
No. Tom Brady is in sixth, 0.6 fantasy points per target. I think he's going to climb this year with Brandon Cooks and a Rex Burkhead on that team.
Yeah.
He averaged.
Not the Rex Burkhead. But.
He, and this is all considering he missed four games last season. He averaged 21.5 points per game compared to Aaron Rodgers, who averaged over 23 points per game.
Okay.
Yeah. Number seven, Marcus Mariota. 0.58 points per target.
He can't stay healthy.
He, just stop. He got hurt once. Broke a leg.
He got
so
hurt.
So did Derek Carr.
He got hurt the first year, too.
Andrew, well, he got, yeah, didn't he get a concussion or something?
He missed a couple
yeah,
games.
He got cheap shotted. Andrew Luck.
Everything's a cheap
number shot. 8.56 points per target. Another guy. Because that's one of the news items I was missing.
But
oh,
you
no,
still
we had that. We had that about Andrew Luck. Probably not going to be ready for.
No, we didn't have that.
Oh, Andrew Luck is being reported that this was. I'm missing all kinds of news items. Damn it. That he is going to possibly be missing start of training camp.
Well, I heard.
Because of his bad
right.
shoulder.
Yeah, he'll be out of training camp, but he'll be fine for the season.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, actually, let's go with this. He won't be fine. He's going to suck everyone out there. Then I can get him in like the
fourth round.
Fourth or fifth round.
Yeah, because I got stuck watching a lot of Colts games last year. And I have no clue how he finished eighth on this list. Because he is not a good quarterback.
How did Colin Kaepernick? I don't know well, how you're going to follow.
Colin Kaepernick, you got to understand, because where did I see this here? Colin Kaepernick, a pretty high percentage. He had 25% of his points came as a running back. Or as a runner.
Right.
Not a, you know, Andrew Luck who moves like a plow horse. Tied at ninth, you have Kirk Cousins and Ben Roethlisberger and Cam Newton. With half a point per target. Now, I can't find any scenario where these three guys are going to be at this point next season. Ben Roethlisberger is going to be top five with the additions of Martavis Bryant.
That's right.
And then I also see Cousins and Cam Newton.
Well, and Jesse James is going to step up, too. This
yeah.
year.
Oh, you know it.
You were just a year behind.
Kirk Cousins and early. Cam Newton are going to be falling far down this list for next year. Running backs, number one guy, Tevin Coleman.
I love me a Tevin Coleman.
1.13 points per target. Now, take into account, according to the rules of this system, he barely saw enough snaps to qualify for this thing. So, James White, second, 1.07. David Johnson, third, 0.88. LeSean McCoy, 0.87.
Love me, McCoy.
Chris Thompson was fifth.
Oh, Washington.
Yep. Started season as a running back 37 in most standard leagues.
Wow.
Ezekiel Elliott, sixth. Devonta Freeman, seventh. Ty Montgomery, eighth.
Wow.
0.8 per target. Mark Ingram, ninth. Latavius Murray. Who you can get in a CFFL for a second or third round pick. 0.77 fantasy points per target.
Can I ask you, why do you even say second or third? Because why
either
would
either one? Well, because it depends. If you have the third, if you have the 13th or 14th pick in the second in the third round, I'm going to want that second. But if you have,
but that's not what you said.
He's not moving the way he should be. I thought I would just put him out there and people would bite on him like a worm on a hook. But no,
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 no. I wonder why.
Wide receivers. Now this is another position where you're going to actually have to move some stuff around because okay. when you have a Tyreek Hill in first place, not good.
No,
not good. Because I think he's going to be the sophomore slump of the year.
Speaking of a domestic abuser, oh, sorry.
Yeah, but that's not with New England.
Good point.
Kenny Stills, second. Brandon Cooks, third, who I have on my team.
Where did
Brandon
Kenny Stills
Cooks.
Go? Or did he stay with
him? Isn't he?
He was a free agent. I just didn't remember.
I probably shouldn't go saying anything because I have no clue.
Okay. I don't either.
Davante Adams, fourth. J.J. Nelson, fifth. Yeah. Six, there's a tie. Julio Jones, Jordy Nelson, and Adam Thielen. One of these guys is not like the other.
Just so Henry called me the other day. He wants to make sure everybody realizes Jordy Nelson is out there for.
Oh yeah, that's another thing that's going to be happening at the draft.
Yes,
there's going to be some trade talk going on. I might be able to move a Latavius Murray at the draft. No,
no.
9th, Rishard Matthews, and 10th, Michael Thomas.
I like me a little Rishard Matthews.
I do too.
Hoping
we'll see
if Mariota's healthy.
As far as tight ends, the only one that matters is Rob Gronkowski's first.
Shocking.
Second is Hunter Henry. Martellus Bennett third. Dwayne Allen, Tyler Eifert, Cameron Brate, and then some Vance McDonald, who I didn't even know. 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers. Whew.
Graham, Delanie Walker, Vernon Davis, your top 10. So what do you think? I can win a championship going off of that list?
No.
Damn it.
And you're not, that, like I said, you won't stick to that list.
Oh, I'm going to as far as I can.
I just don't see it.
I had to do this only because, you know, we were having a discussion about my Latavius Murray. And actually, this doesn't help me, so we're not going to go over this.
Okay.
I had the top 200 players for fantasy football. Latavius Murray is 37 overall. Which, you know, in a 15-team league, no, have to be more than that. All right, to me, he's not a second-rounder.
That 13th pick in the third round doesn't look so bad now, does it?
Yeah, it does. It won't. It'll have to be a second-round pick for that.
Okay.
So what we can do, want to do the NFL mock draft?
Hell yeah.
I don't want to go through every team technically and say who they're going to pick because – that will only give up my picks for.
Well, and the girls are hungry too. So
for the NFL draft. But what I can do, I think what we should do is kind of quickly go over each team.
Do you have?
And then
you have your paperwork in order now, or?
I hope so.
Okay.
And we'll talk about the fantasy relevant picks where we think they're going to happen.
Okay.
Now I was looking at a mock draft today. And I don't even know if I should give this guy any run because his is just foolishness.
It's terrible.
Chad Reuter, he's listed as a draft analyst. He has the Cleveland Browns taking Mitch Trubisky, a quarterback.
It's Mitchell.
Yeah, when did that change?
Ooh, that was like at least a month ago.
Now, yes, the Browns need a quarterback, but they need a lot more than that, and they have a pick at number 12. And when I look this over, I mean, the only other teams that really need a quarterback, 49ers, Bears,
Jets.
The Jets, Buffalo, right? Not technically, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you got three teams that you really have to get past.
Would you be shocked that the Saints wouldn't go after a quarterback?
I don't think they'll do it in the first round, though.
You don't? Okay.
Well, do you? I mean, because they don't really need one this year.
I overheard somebody ask, though, too, like the Chargers, would they go after?
Well, they're talking about going after a quarterback, too, but there's a guy that they want.
But not in the first round.
I can't imagine. I mean, there's too many other needs.
Especially for the Chargers.
Wide receiver, defensive end, offensive guard. You know, that's. But anyways, so. There's no way I see Cleveland using the first pick for a quarterback.
Well, if they do, it's a Cleveland move. But
oh, yeah, then you know why they're Cleveland.
Right, but a smart move would be...
It's got to be Myles Garrett.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, the first thing that could happen would be the 49ers taking a quarterback. But...
Is Mitchell
he's supposed to be the number one quarterback. But I don't really care for him that much.
No, I don't either.
I mean, he would be my number one pick, but I wouldn't want. There's no way I take him at number two. I think the first team that actually would take. Well, Chicago Bears just signed Mike Glennon, right?
Right.
So he's going to be their guy?
Probably.
So if they take a quarterback, it would be another later second, third round type thing.
Yeah, probably third, fourth.
So Jets maybe you take a quarterback. So let's say the Jets take Mitch Trubisky.
Okay.
That would still leave you with who I think is probably going to be the best quarterback this coming. If you need somebody to start right now, Deshaun Kizer has to be the guy, right? And then there's no way he doesn't fall to number 12 if...
I actually like
Mahomes. There's, you do?
Out of the four quarterbacks possibly going in the first round.
The only thing that worries me about Mahomes is the system is a system that Brandon Whedon came out of.
True.
You know, that's scary.
No, Brandon came out of...
He was Texas Tech, wasn't he?
No, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State? Who's the guy that came out of Texas Tech? Wasn't he a Packer backup for a little while?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
But at second, I heard some news today with the 49ers that, and this again goes to our little talk about when I was saying the running back I want is all going to be dependent upon where they go. That 49ers are very high on Leonard Fournette and may use a second pick on him.
Why?
The way the story was kind of going, it's that this is the whole, you know, lying season type thing. And this is a way for John Lynch to, because apparently there's a bunch of teams, Chargers, Chicago, Tennessee, and the Jets that all want to move out of the top six picks.
Okay.
They all want to move down in the draft. So if there's somebody out there that wants a Leonard Fournette, he's saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to take him at number two. If you want him,
you got to
move up here to get him. And so that's kind of what's going on with that. They're also saying the team is ready to give up on Carlos Hyde, who's struggling to stay healthy, apparently.
Oh, man.
But what they're saying is they're hoping a team like Jacksonville, who kind of wants Leonard Fournette also, would move up from number four to number two to get him. And then 49ers move down. So this is where, when we talk about making our mock draft for the $5,
okay,
where you got to start thinking about these kind of things.
I think you have to have at least three trades in your mock draft
somewhere.
I mean, it's not gonna be. I'm not saying it should be a rule. I just think
if you can get them right,
right.
I mean,
because anybody can just.
And hopefully something like this will happen beforehand so you don't have to worry about it.
And tell me this with mock draft at Hooters.
Yes.
April 27th. Okay, 27th. In the past.
Yes.
Has any person with that went scratch?
No, because last year when you, because you didn't do one last year, did
last
you?
Year, no.
So I did two of them. I did one where it was just straight.
I think that's wrong, too. But that's
and I did
me.
One where I had some trades made.
Right.
Didn't help me at all.
Okay.
But so I think at number two, if San Francisco doesn't move out, I don't see them taking the running back. I see them sticking with.
I think they go local. I think they go Solomon Thomas.
You do?
Yeah.
Defensive end? Right. I mean, unless Cleveland really does screw the pooch like they normally do and take Trubisky.
Well, right. Yeah.
And then Myles Garrett will...
Yeah.
They'll have that...
He's a freak.
...slip written out.
Right.
Before.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears? Do you see them doing anything offensive-wise? Because I... See, the thing is, I don't think anything really happens offensive-wise until... Jacksonville at four.
Right.
So if San Francisco can kind of trick them into saying, hey, we're going to take Fournette. But if they don't, I think Fournette goes to Jaguars.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So that takes him off. I should cross him off my list so I don't give him the two teams. And although I have reordered my running backs, I have put Dalvin Cook as the number one running back available. Leonard Fournette, number two.
Dalvin Cook, your Edgar Bennett running back. Slow.
Slow and big.
But can do
but
everything.
Strong.
Yeah.
Strong like bull.
Yes.
And then, which brings us down to Tennessee Titans. Now, every mock draft I see showing them taking O.J. Howard, which I like a lot. Tight end out of Alabama. Either that or I see them going running a receiver.
I think everybody wants to copy the Patriots. And everybody wants to get that stud tight end.
Yeah. Oh, the Gronk thing?
Right.
And O.J. Howard's that guy.
Right. Well,
either him or Joku from Miami. But I almost, because they lost Kenny, wasn't Kenny Britt with them last year with Tennessee, or was he in the
Rams?
No,
he was in L.A.
He was with the Rams.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And Kenny Britt's.
But they lost Dorial Green Beckham last year to Philly.
They didn't lose him. They shipped him.
They said, you leave now.
Get out.
So I would say either receiver, and if they're going to go with the receiver, I like Mike Williams.
I do too. But I really like tight end. I mean, having that two tight end.
Oh, can you imagine Delanie Walker and O.J. Howard?
Oh, I think that'd be
Like Chimura and Jackson back in the day.
Huh. Let's. I mean,
just saying.
Homer.
Then we get to the Jets.
Quarterback.
It's got to be a quarterback, and
because they don't have enough young quarterbacks.
And I don't know what everybody sees in this Deshaun Watson guy, but I think he's going to be the bust of the class. And
over Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, yeah, because we're not. If Cleveland doesn't do something stupid, then they're going to take Trubisky for the Jets, right?
Yeah, I'm not in love with Trubisky. I'd much rather have Watson on my team.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm the other way around. I don't trust Deshaun Watson. I don't, you know, he did the college thing. Yeah, great. So did A.J. McCarron.
Yeah, but we don't know when A.J. McCarron played, when he got to play for Cincinnati, he played fairly well.
For a backup.
Yeah, but he hasn't had his chance. When he had his chance to start, he's done fairly well. Until he gets,
All right, this may have to be a rainbow bet.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson will be a bust.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. Now, Carolina Panthers, your next offensive position. I don't see the Chargers. They would need a quarterback to start thinking of Phillip Rivers' replacement, but that you don't do that in the first round.
No.
So next up is the Panthers. This guy has him taking Christian McCaffrey. There's no way.
I just can't see
it. If you have Dalvin Cook, you have Alvin Kamara, there's no way you take Christian McCaffrey. Right?
I don't see what the love affair with Christian McCaffrey is. I don't. I'm trying to think of who I can compare him to.
Travis Jervey? Maybe.
Maybe. I see a little of that.
Jonathan, Cincinnati Bengals, I don't see them doing anything offense-wise. Buffalo Bills. New Orleans Saints, possibly. I mean, we're talking
wide receiver.
Wide receiver, because they lost Cooks. Brandon Cooks. Let me see here. What their team needs? I have too many papers.
And I think wide receiver, because I'm not sure if Michael Thomas can be that lead.
Yeah, I mean, with Brandon Cooks out of there, Michael Thomas is not a guy that's going to be able to handle the pressure. Now, so we already gave away. Do we already give one away to Tennessee, or are we giving them the tight end? We gave them the tight end.
I like the tight end.
Which means Michael Williams, who's listed on the draft things as third, I just like him better. I don't trust the guy out of Western Michigan that hasn't played against anybody.
Right.
And when he did, they got their ass kicked. John Ross was listed as number two guy. I'd still like him second from Washington.
Okay.
Mike Williams, I would give to New Orleans Saints. There's my gift.
There you go. There's
Happy Easter. The next quarterback I think to go would be, and this is the guy you like, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
His Arizona Cardinals. I think.
Well, don't you, what about at 12 with Cleveland?
Oh, that's right. We were talking, well, again, thinking Cleveland does the right thing at number one.
Right.
This is where I would think, because we gave away Mitch Trubisky already. So this would be DeShone Kizer or
Watson.
Or DeShone Watson. And they'll probably do DeShone Watson between the two, right? Because I think that there's too many questions about DeShone Kizer.
I think so, yeah.
And like, then that gives me the reason to give him to the Cardinals at 13 because what was I reading? That the head coach thinks he's the guy that's ready to play right now.
Oh, Bruce Arians?
Yeah.
Thanks?
Yeah.
That Kizer is or?
DeShone Kizer. He's the only quarterback out of the pack that's ready to play day one.
I don't know if I'd trust anything that Bruce Arians says because I don't know if he's long for the tooth or long for
his job.
For his job, yeah.
Next pick is the Philadelphia Eagles. This could be another because what I understand, they're not happy with Dorial Green Beckham.
And who was? I mean, no one.
Well, that was the talk of him when he first came out. He was nothing but trouble.
Well, they're not going to go wide receiver. They signed two in free agency. They got Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, that's right.
And who was the other wide receiver in free agency?
They could use a quarterback, a cornerback, not a quarterback.
Corner, yeah.
And then a running back or a defensive end.
Running back would be good there.
That'd be nice. Because
you and I talked about that one time when you were talking about.
When I was talking about Leonard Fournette or Dalvin Cook. Who do I want?
Right.
Depends where they go.
And then
yeah, Philadelphia would be. Pick. Colts. Yeah, so we're not going to get any information on them anymore.
Right, okay.
Colts, nothing. Baltimore could destroy a wide receiver's career by going there.
Yep. But they're desperate. They got Mike Wallace.
And they have the rookie from last year that was hurt most of the season.
The rookie from 2 years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Perryman, right?
Yeah, Breshad Perryman, right? Or Brett. Which one is it?
Well, Brett Perryman was a
Detroit Lion a long time ago. Yeah. Okay, his brother, Breshad.
There we go.
God, get some different names, people. Washington. Let's see here.
I could see wide receiver here. I mean, you're going to go with Terrell Pryor as your number one wide receiver, or are you going with Josh Doctson?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, Josh Doctson is not somebody you want. Top needs listed for the Redskins, linebacker, safety, running back. But I can't see them taking another running back because don't they have... They have a couple guys, too. They got
Rob Kelly.
Rob Kelly and the guy we were just talking about.
Chris Thompson. And
the guy in my system.
And obviously and obviously they're giving up on Matt Jones.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
And then Tennessee Titans picking at 18 with their second pick. I don't think they're going to have one of these picks. I think they're going to trade out of.
Move down?
Yeah, and get a couple more picks. This is where you got to make some hay.
There you go.
Tampa Bay could be a running back. I think if Dalvin Cook is there.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
Dalvin Cook in Tampa Bay, that'd be spectacular. Denver Broncos, I am tired of reading Christian McCaffrey going to Denver, staying home. Tired of that. Detroit Lions, they need linebacker, and for some reason, they always do this wide receiver in the first round, too.
Three in a row, you mean?
Yeah. The next big guy that I see going, Corey Davis. I would love to see Corey Davis somewhere in green and gold.
Really?
Would love to. I don't think he's going to last that long, but.
Then you'd almost have to cut somebody, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we got a couple white guys that, you know, can't cut it.
Like?
I forget his name.
Oh, Jeff Janis?
That would be one. No, he's gone already, isn't he? Anyways. New York Giants. Do they take a quarterback? Because Eli Manning could end up in jail for the memorabilia thing. Did you hear this?
No.
I'm kind of overstating the jail thing, but
okay.
He apparently had a contract with a memorabilia dealer where he sends them game-worn jerseys and helmets and all that, and they were calling his agent or something saying, hey, you know, we need some memorabilia, game-worn memorabilia, so you can fulfill your agreement with us.
Okay.
He sent them two helmets. And in an email, first thing, sent him an email.
Right.
Stupid. He writes on there, these could probably pass for game-worn.
Oh, Jesus.
Eli.
No one said he's
a you know, he's a mouth breather, so
that's,
I mean,
right.
Take that for what it's worth. But they may be needing his replacement. But I doubt that's going to happen.
Boy, that seems
like a reach.
Yeah.
Now, the mock draft I have here has Ryan Ramczyk from the Wisconsin Badgers going there.
Yep.
That would not be a bad deal. Oakland Raiders, don't see them doing anything. Although the mock draft I have has them taking David Njoku from Miami, tight end.
Yep.
That probably wouldn't be a bad. That would, because they have, who was their tight end last year that he did really well? Can you imagine another two tight end system?
No, and they just signed, I thought they just signed a free agent tight end, I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right, too.
Yeah, I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of who it is, but.
There's just too many of those moves going on.
Right.
The next big move that I see is Kansas City Chiefs replacing Jamal Charles. Charkandrick West and Adam West, isn't he? He's on the team now. Batman. I would love to see Joe Mixon in Kansas City,
but not in the first round.
Why not?
Oh, no one's going to move up that.
You don't think so?
No,
because
third round at best.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something. You just tell me if I'm crazy.
Well, you're so.
Well, I would love to see him go to, so that my other idea doesn't actually happen, because I don't want it to happen.
The Packers signing?
Packers
drafting.
Taking Joe Mixon in the first round.
I would be in heaven.
Anyways, Kansas City. That way, Joe Mixon and Tyreek Hill could kind of play together. And beat each other
there,
up rather than
their
girlfriends.
Joe Mixon won't go in the first round. I'm declaring that right
now. You're going to say that right now?
I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Okay, but I could see the Chiefs making a pick at running back to replace Jamal Charles, because I can't imagine. They're almost in as worse of a situation as we are.
Right.
They have Charkandrick West and the other name slips my mind again.
Oh, anyway. Steven or Ware.
Yeah,
that's him.
Yes. DeMarcus. No, not DeMarcus Ware. He's a defensive guy.
Isn't it Steven? No. It's Ware.
It's Ware. It is Ware.
It's Ware.
Green Bay Packers? No. Although they do need a running back. I would love to see that. Well, I wouldn't love to see him take Joe Mixon, but it would just like a poke everybody in the eye. Right?
A little bit, yeah.
Because Mixon said he visited 15 teams. Was Green Bay one of them? Pittsburgh Steelers could use, they don't need a wide receiver because
they
have Martavis Bryant.
That's right.
Back.
They have the future right there.
Atlanta Falcons and New Orleans Saints. This New Orleans Saints at 32 could be the place where they take the replacement for Drew Brees.
And who do we have left on the board on that?
We have Mahomes.
Okay. I thought you had Mahomes going.
Well, you did.
Oh.
Going to Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
I think if DeShone Kizer's there and they do a quarterback thing, I think it'll be DeShone Kizer. But so either Mahomes, Kizer, Davis Webb from California. Okay. All of which, I did have your list of players. All of which I can't see. You know, I can't imagine Davis Webb. He's like the number five guy.
Well, could you see where the David Njoku?
The tight end?
Tight end.
I think he'll be gone before that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the mock draft I was looking at had him going to Oakland, and I kind of see that. It would be nice if he would last to 32, have him go to New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that'd be
Jesus.
So, rich get richer.
As far as receivers, there's guys available, but I think a lot of this is going to be, if all those teams want to move down out of the first six picks, I think you're going to see a lot more of those offensive players going than would be if they're staying, if Chicago and Tennessee and all those guys are staying where they're at, San Francisco.
Well, did you ever bring up John Ross?
I like John Ross. He's the guy from Western Michigan, right?
No, Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Davis is the one from...
Yeah, Davis I don't like. I'm just worried that he...
I thought you wanted Davis in Green Bay.
No.
No, you wanted John Ross in Green Bay.
John Ross. Okay. I might have said Davis, I meant John Ross. I might have accidentally said Davis, but... No, I like John Ross a lot. Davis, I'm not sold on. He's just... The Western Michigan thing, that whole row the boat garbage. Please. But that's it for our first round draft. It may not make much sense when you're listening to it, but...
Do I ever make sense?
Well, yeah. I was thinking it would go a little smoother than that, right. But there's just too many questions. Because, like I said, if those teams move out of the top six, I think there's going to be a lot more offensive players taken than if they stay where they're at.
Right. I think so many teams want to move out of the first round, too, that...
Because everything's so deep anyway.
Yeah, right.
But... Are you ready to go somewhere?
Well, I got my Jack and Coke over here.
It's time to see if you can make a proper guess. We're going to the club, everyone. There's just too much paperwork on my desk. I almost lost Fantasy Girl.
That would have been the worst thing.
Here we are in the club, and we get past the bouncers. We make it in.
This is everybody's favorite part of the podcast.
It's the only thing we can talk about that we actually don't forget names of people.
Exactly. Like,
damn it. But we're here. Fantasy Girl of the Week time, everybody. And, in fact, I have other ideas coming up regarding... Our fantasy girl.
Like?
I want to try and keep this secret.
Okay, let's
until
keep,
it actually yep, happens. Nope. So, but check her out on the website, mycffl.com, the fantasy girl page. Every week, gorgeous pictures of our fantasy girl. And as always, Dan gets to try and guess her measurements.
Yeah, that's right.
You got a suggestion for the fantasy girl, feel free. Send us an email, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or strap1971@yahoo.com. Make some suggestions. Now, our fantasy girl this week is the gorgeous Cameron Russell. She was born June 14th, 1987. So she's legal for you. She's an American fashion model from Boston, Massachusetts. She graduated from... Columbia University.
Oh, she's a smart one.
She's very smart. Majors in economics and political science. She displayed an interest in politics at an early age and friends who had worked on the Clinton presidential campaign arranged a meeting between her and Billy, Slick Willie, on June 5th, 1988, when she was 10.
Wow.
With Bill Clinton after he delivered a speech at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I don't know what happened at that meeting.
And you don't want to know?
No, because she was 10. He was not.
Wow.
So I'm assuming it was just like a, you know, meet and greet. Got something autographed, maybe.
Just let it go. Thinking. Stop. Okay.
But she, she met Bill Clinton, Cameron Russell. Now, she stands 5'10" tall. You need a picture, don't you?
Yeah, 5'10".
5'10", where should we go?
Tall glass of water.
This one? Is that good? No?
No, I need a standing.
Standing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't. There you go.
All right. So she stands 5'10" tall.
Just disgusting.
She weighs 121 pounds. Wow. Brown hair, brown eyed beauty. Has the measurements of
121, you said?
121 pounds, 5'10".
Okay, so this is easy. This is going to
be. Okay. This is easy, he says.
I'm going 34B.
Oh, 32C.
Really? That's.
Well, she got her arms up. Got her arms up. 32C.
Yeah, but that's a Wonder Bra. That doesn't help. That's just
waste.
Okay.
So much for easy.
Yeah. 23.
23 is exactly right. Hips.
Ooh, 35.
34. You get a ding.
Half a ding.
32, 23, 34. Your fantasy girl of the week, Cameron Russell. She's a smart one. Ivy League, economics and political science.
Wow.
Yep.
And she was a Victoria's Secret?
I don't think so.
I saw wings on one of those pictures.
Yeah, you know, anybody can wear wings.
Oh, okay.
She might have done the fashion show, but
oh.
I don't think she was ever an angel.
And you would know because...
I would know because I know them all.
You like DVR.
I DVR the fashion show, yes. Well, I'm a photographer.
Well,
I do it for my job.
You have to.
It's for my job.
That's right.
But that's it, everybody, for this week. We have... Next week, we're going to be gone. There won't be a podcast next week. We are going to be...
Shh, don't. Because, well, you know what? If you want emails, tell them where we're going, Dave.
We are going... The wives want to go to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're
going to
get crushed on this.
It's the Vera Bradley outlet sale in their home base of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You heard it here, folks.
So we're going to Fort Wayne, Indiana next weekend. We're giving up a podcast.
Yep.
To do the Vera Bradley outlet sale.
Before the draft.
The week before. And I was worried because.
Yeah, I know.
I could have swore that the draft was next week. And I was
and I'm like, thinking
how are
myself,
we going to tell the wives we're not going?
I know. You just say, we're not going.
So we're going to probably do a podcast the weekend after that, which would be the weekend of the NFL draft.
That's right.
Want to do that?
Yep.
Talk about the first round, how it went, and our thoughts on that.
Who got pissed off at Hooters? who
finally took Latavius Murray off my team?
Yep.
That's going to happen. So you got questions, comments, concern, email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or dan@strap1971@yahoo.com. Until the next time, be good. Have a great Easter.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you later.